Members every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, welcome to I Love New Jersey, location, location, location radio here on Hunter and Chamber. Let me give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the area today. It is the 13th of February. Happy Valentine's Eve. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Today, slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 37. Tonight, slight chance of snow showers again between 10 and 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low of 25. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 42, and then a slight chance of showers on Thursday night after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 34. Friday, chance of showers again mainly after 7 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 51, and then a low of about 31 on Friday night. Chance of snow before 10 a.m. on Saturday, then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high of 36, and a partly cloudy with a low of 22 Saturday night. So stay with us for our conversation here on I Love New Jersey Radio with my guest Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, tan next week. That'll be nice. Okay, we're on the air here. This is I Love New Jersey. I love New Jersey radio so much. Location, location, location. If you're watching in, you are looking at our studio here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which is exactly halfway between New York City and Philadelphia. We have access to almost everything from the central Jersey here, the shore, the Poconos, the cities, and we just love New Jersey. So I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest is Ann Thornton.
And I love New Jersey, too.
I know you do.
I can't hear that in my headphones.
Oh, you can't? Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good.
Yeah, make sure you're loud there.
Okay.
Okay, Ann, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thanks.
Because I love New Jersey.
I know you do.
And I'm not even from here.
Really? Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I know. I've heard your history. Yeah. Yes, I love it. Go ahead. Tell us about it again so everybody out there gets
how
to know.
How I landed in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, who would have thunk it, right, all these years? So I was born in Arkansas, mm-hmm. which is a tale unto itself. And then my family moved to California, where I spent all my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I moved back to Arkansas, where I went to college and became a school teacher, a vocational school teacher, to be exact. And then I moved to New York City, to Manhattan. And never, ever thinking about New Jersey, I moved East Coast to, you know, be in the city and work, mm-hmm. which I did. And then lo and behold, of course, I met someone who was living here over in Clinton. And that's how I got to Hunterdon County. And that was in 1986. And I love New Jersey because I love Hunterdon County.
So do I.
Yeah. And I tell people that all the time. It's funny because I'm not from here. I always feel like when I'm venturing to the, I call it the real New Jersey, where like all the people live.
Yeah.
Whenever we go east, kind of thing. It's like, I don't know where I am. I had to get a new car with GPS so I could just figure out where I'm going, right?
Yes.
And but I love Hunterdon County and this part of West Central, I guess we'd call it here. It's been a wonderful place to grow our business, to grow our family, to be so involved in the community. And having lived in other parts, I also lived in Kansas when I was in graduate school. So I lived in Arkansas, Kansas, California, New York, and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I've seen, and my family still all lives in Arkansas, a few relatives in California. So having seen, you know, really some quite different parts of the country, it's just amazing here the level of living that we get to do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's due in part, a big part, to the affluency here,
mm-hmm.
and the kinds of excellent schools we have, health care, roads. You know, sure, you might complain about a pothole, but until you've been somewhere else.
Oh, boy. It's amazing,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a really wonderful place to be. And I will be here forever.
And I call Ann Thornton Mrs. Hunterdon.
Yeah.
Because she is a big member of the community. She's on the board here of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, which is where this studio broadcasts from. And she's an author. She has a book out. It's called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement, because she owns MSI Plumbing and Remodeling here in Hunterdon County, serving pretty much the whole Central Jersey.
Yeah, Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, basically, yeah.
And, you know, I want to really quickly let everybody know also that you have your foundation that you and Les have.
Oh, yeah. We have an interesting side business, if you will. My husband, Les Giese, is an avid hunter, so mm-hmm. it's great that we live here. And over 20 years ago, he and two other hunters founded a nonprofit group called Hunters Helping the Hungry. And basically, it's a process where butchers are qualified to, you know, to work with the meat, and all of the meat gets put into the food bank system. So in 20 years, we have fed almost 2 million meals. You know, you figure you get 4 meals out of a pound of meat. Most of the meat is made into, like, hamburger. Mm-hmm. So and they package it in 2-pound packages. And so it gets, you know, so that people who've never had venison before, I mean, anybody can cook hamburger. You make spaghetti. You make tacos. You make meatballs.
Right.
You make hamburgers.
Yes.
I mean, there's a million things you can make with hamburger, venison burger meat, you know.
It's important to note this, because in Hunterdon County, again, I love Hunterdon, I love New Jersey, and so does Ann. We are, like, either the first or second or somewhere up in the top with deer, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like deer everywhere.
Everywhere.
And again, dispelling the rumors mm-hmm. about New Jersey, because everybody thinks we're just a turnpike or something. And meanwhile,
right.
all we do is run into deer everywhere all the time. But the thing is, for you and Les and your organization to have fed nearly 2 million people is incredible.
I know.
It's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to note, because when you were talking about just how you love Hunterdon, you love New Jersey, mm-hmm. you love the fact that we do have such a great community here.
Right.
And then you're such a part of it.
You know, I go home to Arkansas. My parents live in southern Arkansas, so it's almost to Louisiana, very rural. You know, it's the lumber industry, timber. They, you know, down south Arkansas, they grow pine trees like crazy. They make timber and paper, and other small manufacturing type companies, you
mm-hmm.
know, where they can get away from the unions down there. And I'll look at, you know, maybe a similar place with a similar population, and yet when you look at their newspapers to see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
And you compare it to our newspapers to see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
it's just an amazing difference. Because there's so much more volunteerism here,
mm-hmm.
so much more community engagement.
Oh, yeah.
And involvement in the schools, in, you know, whatever it is, the health care, et cetera. And I love that about, you know, being here.
Yes.
That is a lot of people who want to be engaged. And that's it's a wonderful place to live because of that.
It's funny that you mentioned Louisiana, because I grew up in the South, and I lived in Louisiana before my parents relocated here to Hunterdon County. And I remember being in sixth grade. And my dad with Johnson & Johnson was transferred to New Jersey. And when I heard it, just because of what I, as a sixth grader, thought of New Jersey, just because of reading the history, you know,
right.
geography, like classes, books and stuff, I remember, like, literally, like, almost falling over on the floor going, no,
oh.
no. oh my God, I remember the vision in my head.
Yeah.
And then when we got here, I ended up going into a 2-room schoolhouse, which still exists today for 6th grade in East Amwell.
Wow.
The bus had like maybe 20 kids on it. The school had like maybe 50 or 100 kids in total, which is still the same East Amwell. And now again, it's grown, but it's just amazing, the preserved farmland, right, the beauty.
And what you said about being so close to the cities. I mean, it's just unbelievable that you can be in New York. I mean, we get the bus from Clinton, and you can literally be in Times Square sometimes like 48 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You go a lot to the city with you.
It's unbelievable. And when you're coming back and you're like, I was just in Times Square, and oh, there's a cow.
I know.
There's a goat. You just can't believe it.
There's a place up on Route 12 going out towards Frenchtown again, like you say, west central, almost up to the Delaware.
Yeah.
And it's like a consignment shop or something, right? But when you're on 12 heading towards Lambertville, I swear to God, I always laugh because there's chicken, like you say, walking across the street.
Right.
Tumbleweed, like rolling across the street.
Yeah.
It's so much not what people think it is. But we are going to get to our first break again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm a Weicker real estate agent, and I have my public relations firm, Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. If you know somebody who'd like to be on this, because it's all about location, then just let me know. But in the meantime, our guest is Ann Thornton. Yep, we're going to our quick break. Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling right here, and also the author of the book, Ann Thornton's Insider's Guides to Home Improvement. She's going to share a bunch of information with us. So stay with us, and thanks for listening in and watching us on Facebook.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we are laughing here. We are laughing.
Oh, yes, we are.
Ann Thornton is just the most awesome person. I swear her personality and her energy.
This is my show. Let's talk about things going on in Hunterdon.
All right, okay. I love New Jersey. Location, focusing on Hunterdon County and our assets here.
So do you think that we're seeing an uptick in sales, for residential sales, in addition to MSI Plumbing and Remodeling?
Yes.
which provides plumbing and remodeling.
And all
to
this.
Homes and small businesses. We also have a property management company that manages condos and office buildings. So we see some things, but I'm interested to hear what you think and what you're hearing in the industry about our sales, residential sales.
Yeah, let me tell you. Okay, thank you. It's absolutely fascinating. Okay, so I have been like for the last 4 weeks consecutively having open houses at Weikert, right? Mm-hmm. literally no loss of 10 couples to 18 couples.
A weekend.
Walking into a 12 to 4 open house.
Wow.
Finding the information about the house on Zillow.
Right.
And then coming in unagented, because I'm a Weichert agent, so I'll ask them right away, which is an awesome thing. But I love getting to know them. And I love the first-time homebuyers, too.
Yeah.
And they don't realize what an agent does versus just seeing it on Zillow showing up, and they're thinking, maybe I'll put an offer in, but that's not the best way to go.
Right.
But anyway, so what we're learning is that in Herndon County, although a lot of people drive and see signs out there a lot, there's no inventory. There's nothing to buy.
There's nothing
there's a high mark as to the listing price. But that's one of the things that we're learning is that a lot of people who are considering selling their home, they either may have it up for sale by owner right now because they want to wait for the spring so that they don't get a picture with snow in it,
right,
which everybody understands.
Sure.
But at the same time, if they're just holding off without even for selling by owner. The most important thing to say is that we need homes. We have people. We have all kinds of buyers, but we don't have any sellers. We don't have enough sellers.
Wow.
So the signs that you see, what I'm learning, is also that they were put on too high. And so they've been on there sitting, going down, going down, going down. And people seen the signs so much that they don't believe it's even worth seeing. But it's not really about the fact that, you know, it's a matter of a qualified buyer can come to an agent and be shown the properties that are available. But the message is that we want the sellers and those who are considering moving to understand we need you and you'll get a better, higher price and sell quicker if you give us your listings now.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
To get them
so
and then work with the seller to get it ready for that spring.
Yeah. And you know, it's fun. What I've seen is so many people coming into the open houses from Jersey City, from the north, because they're, like you said, 48 minutes, and you can be in the city.
Right.
And they are seriously 25 or half hour away from seeing a totally different type of Jersey. There is nobody. You may not even have a neighbor. You know what I mean? It's still, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I love real estate. I love the walk-in. I love talking to the buyers.
Sure.
And I love talking to the sellers.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what I see with MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, in particular sellers, they'll want estimates because they'll want to, you know, they've been in the house forever and now they want to remodel before they sell it, right?
Yeah.
I always try to tell people, if you know you're going to sell in a couple years, remodel now.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Enjoy it.
Before if you can, think in those terms.
Right. That's a really good point.
We you know, discuss with our customers, why are you doing this remodel? Is this for you to live in? Is this for you to sell this place? Because it's going to make a big difference in the kinds of choices you make for the items that you put in there. You might go with a lower level.
If you're selling.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tile or this or that or, you know, whatever it is, if you're selling. So, you know, you want to, as a remodeler and plumber, we want to make sure that we're selling the right thing to our customers. So we try to engage them to know that because, you know, if they can save money, if they know they're going to sell it or it's going to become a rental, then you make different decisions about what you put in.
Yes, for sure.
Because believe me, you can get a $100 sink, you can get a $1,000 sink. Which one would you like?
Yeah.
You know, so same thing. It's, you know, it's kind of the same across all brands.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about that because it's like when you're thinking about the sellers and the, what they should be putting into it as a return on the investment. And then when you also slip from the sellers over to the buyers and then they come in brand new. And then sometimes the other inspections that go on and then they need to have plumbing done to fix whatever came up in the inspections. So tell a little bit about MSI and your services in that regard.
Yeah. And we work with buyers and sellers, you know, and just people who live in their homes.
Yes.
But we do everything from, first let me start with, I have 6 plumbers and 10 carpenters that work for me and then an office staff. And so the plumbers, they serve for the remodeling jobs, the plumbers. There's several plumbers who are also experts in remodel job. You know, plumbers have expertise as well.
Sure.
I mean, the best plumber, of course, knows a lot about everything, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're a plumber and you've only really worked in this kind of field or you've never worked in water conditioning. Or
interesting.
So you might not necessarily be an expert in all things.
That's interesting.
Your master plumber typically is, but then, you know, there's all levels of plumbers as well. But we'll work Everything from just replacing a faucet to repairing the faucet to replacing a cartridge to, you know, a whole, excuse me, a whole new faucet, a whole new whatever. So we repair and replace well tanks, you know, gas lines for grills, generators, Generac generators. You know, leaky pipes, leaky toilets, new, we do water conditioning, of course, everyone who's listening in Hunterdon or really any of central New Jersey. And even if you live in a town, it's like this statistic is like, you know, 92% of Americans have hard water. I mean, it's just hard water everywhere, which is why I just gave you that.
Yes, I want you to talk about some of your tips.
So we all know hard water leaves all kinds of stains on your toilets, on your sinks, around your faucets, etc. But it's also shortens the life of your equipment. So if you don't treat your water and you have really hard water, then the dishwasher that you have is going to probably last, you know, if it was supposed to last 10 years, it'll probably last 7 years. If the, you know,
I've talked to you about it.
Everything that water goes through, if it's hard water and not conditioned, then, you know, your faucets, your coffee maker, everything, you know.
That is so cool.
It will shorten the life of all of those things.
Ann does speaking all the time, and I've been to so many of her different appearances, and I've learned so much about But you know what? I just literally, when you said that, I thought to myself, you know how many times we have had to replace our dishwasher? Mm-hmm. I was like, what, did they have a self-destruct button in a year or something? Because it's like, I thought
probably it was the hard water.
It's probably the hard water.
It's a big contributor.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, honestly, you live in Ringo's. When was the last time you had your water tested? Because I'm going to tell you right now, we work with the Raritan Headwaters Association because we're all about clean water.
I mean,
we're plumbers. We're all about water and protecting water. And that's why you hire a licensed plumber, because they know how to protect the water supply.
Yeah, but I want you to know that.
But the Ringo's area
has bad
arsenic.
Yeah, does that also go? Is that different than hard water?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, I get arsenic, but what is it that makes hard water hard water?
There's like 30 things that hard water is like the minerals and stuff.
Okay,
but there's phosphates, there's E. coli. I mean, you cannot believe what they test for. And even if you live in a city, the testing results you get, they don't test for everything. Mm-hmm. So you're just getting basic water tests.
Okay. So my mind's still back on picturing these minerals going through my pipes. Mm-hmm. Probably why I don't have any pressure.
I wish I could show you some insides of some pipes. You know, they should be this big around, but they're like that big because they're just filled with rust and minerals and crud and
I can't believe I've not talked to you about this over the however many years we've known each other now. Okay, so go back now. I get that. I'm gonna talk to you about that off thing. But don't forget, everybody, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Ann Thornton. She's talking about her business, and it is interesting. I also want everybody to know, I have like literally three people in my world right now who are trying to find a plumber. Of course, I've told them about you, but I want them all to know.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a plumber.
Oh yes, it's.
And you even said you have like specialties in the plumbing world.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right, so go ahead. Sorry, talk about the arsenic for a minute.
Oh, just that Ringo's is well known to have a higher arsenic, you know, testing. And you can treat for all of these
things. Even though it's a private well.
Oh, especially because...
How do you treat it?
There's just different... Yeah, it's different treatment systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in that.
Depends on what you have. Yeah. Yeah. But that is a great product if you don't know this product. If you do have any of these hard water stains, this pumice stick... with a little elbow grease and water, and it will make a sink or a toilet look like it's brand new.
And this is so important. Like if you're selling your house or thinking about listing your house, this is so funny. Okay, she showed me this, and you can get it like what, Walmart or something?
Yeah, or online.
Online, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Amazon.
I'm not joking. Okay, so I have this shower, and it was like driving me crazy because it had this rust line going down from kind of, I don't even think it was the shower head. Mm-hmm. I think it was just from a soap. I don't know what it was. It would not go away for anything. I tried everything. I'm not supposed to use Comet. I'm not supposed to use Soft Scrub, but I tried.
Yeah.
I tried everything, and it was just there. She gives me this thing, and I swear, she said a little water and stuff. It's like a miracle thing. Like I love those eraser things too, but this is literally the thing that just took the rust.
Just know that it is a little bit like, can be, like fingernails on a chalkboard scratching when you're, you know, actually trying to rub it off. But it works.
Totally worth it. I mean, I was, I'm prepared to trade off the sound for the thing going away. It was just like a minute and a half after like 7 years of driving me crazy. I was thinking I had to redo the whole thing and get a new whole inside of my shower.
I know.
And this just took it off. And it,
and it disintegrates as you use it.
Yeah.
So you will actually use it up literally and it'll just, it becomes like little granulars of sand.
It says carbon buildup, rust and paint, hard water rings, and deep stains.
I think you can't use it on glass. What else? Is there something on the back? It says there's a few things you're not supposed
to
use.
So now I need
to
glass it.
Oh, here, let me
read it.
That's
okay. You can. You've got to get one of these. You have to have one of these. And I swear to God, if you get one, you could share with your whole family and it probably lasts like 18 years.
You could use it on, oh my gosh, I mean on barbecue grills, paint on tile, masonry and concrete surfaces, garden tools, lime and algae deposits in swimming pools. Of course, all the scale and rust on metalwork, rock hard mineral deposits around faucets and drains. Oh, yeah. Do not use it on soft, highly polished metals, unbaked enamel finishes, glass, fiberglass, and other plastics. So basically just glass and plastics.
Yeah, easy. But I mean, just when people know what they can't get that fixed, this is what it is when it comes to that.
And I always, when I give my book talks around the community, some of you may have seen me or heard about them because I've given them, I think, 38 times now to a lot, so I'm now it's probably hundreds of people.
Yeah, and also you're always on social media, so everybody can follow you.
One of the things I love to do. I'm a former teacher, so I love to teach, I guess, and so I'm always putting tips out there in social media or from my book talks, etc. Because there's so many things that people can do to protect their home, make the everything in their home last longer, and not have these big disasters.
Right.
Simple as changing some hoses to your washing machine.
Tell
every
us that
5 years.
Yeah,
the washing machine hoses are so important. If you don't remember anything else today, people, do this. Washing machine manufacturers recommend that washing machine hoses be changed out every 5 years. Because unless you have a valve installed that you can turn the water off behind your washing machine, then water, the hoses are under constant pressure and water is constantly coming in. So if you don't have this installed valve to turn it off, literally, turn it off, and you go away, and one of your hose bursts because of the hard water or whatever reason.
Right.
Water flows at 160 gallons an hour. So it'll fill up. I mean, I think the biggest job we've ever done for a washing machine hose was like $230,000.
160 gallons an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just pours out of it.
Yeah.
And imagine if you're gone on a vacation. That's what happened to these people. And their washing machine was on the second floor.
Ugh.
And then the mold, and they were gone to Florida. And then the mold sets in. And, you know, so it was the whole upstairs, whole downstairs, whole kitchen. It was a big fancy house. But even if you catch it, you know, and some people, it can be just, you know, you catch it, you're standing there, or, you know, you come in 2 hours later, or you come in, well, it depends on, right, when you catch it.
Yeah.
But that is one thing that is so easy to prevent.
Because
all you have to do is either YouTube it and learn how to do it yourself, is change out the washing machine hoses to a, you know, always buy the best grade you can, and just know to change them out every 5 years. I'm sure there are many people listening, watching.
Never thought of it.
And they've had their washing machine downstairs, you know, in the basement for 14 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same hoses. They're just an accident waiting to happen.
And you also mentioned about the ice in the water in the refrigerator hoses.
Right. The same thing with the ice maker hoses. Mm-hmm. That they can... Most ice maker hoses that come with your refrigerator are the cheap ones.
And how long are they supposed to last?
I mean, some of them have a 1 year warranty.
Oh, God.
I mean, even a 5 year warranty. If you've had your refrigerator for 10 years, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the advice, though, if you're going to change those out, is that you turn the water off to your house first.
Okay.
That begs the question, do I know how to turn the water off to my house? Because when I ask that when I give my talks, 95% of the people do not know how to turn the water off to their house. But the reason you turn the water off first, because before you pull out the refrigerator, it could be a copper pipe back there. It could be a hard plat. You know, I don't know what's back there, but I know it's going to be brittle.
Okay.
So when you move the refrigerator and it, if it's brittle and bursts, what's going to happen if you didn't turn the water up to your house?
And if you don't know where it is.
Right. Then you're going to cause your own disaster.
Where is the water shut off?
It's typically in the basement.
Oh, really?
And when you do find it, you should put a big old tag on it and tell everybody in your family where it is, including your babysitters and people who come to visit you, etc. So that if there's ever a water emergency, you just say, run downstairs and where that big red tag is. You know, turn that. Because that's, you know, it's not a disaster till it happens, right?
And
when I'm talking to my audience,
you make me laugh because I'm laughing. What about the passion and plumbing you've got?
Yeah,
it's so funny. I'm totally into it. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. Well, and I tell my audiences all the time, I look out at them and I say, I know what you're thinking. No, that's not going to happen to me. But listen, my phone rings all day long for disasters happening to people like you. And I'm not the only plumber, so every plumber's phone rings all day long. So believe me, people.
It happens.
You may not have this disaster, but you're going to have that disaster. And a lot of them can be avoided if you pay attention and maintain your home.
Yes, and this is one thing I really want to make sure I add on about. And MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, Ann Thornton. You can also get her book, Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement, because she's got all these tips and more like you could ever imagine. I love the one that you were saying, and I love this if you're out there considering selling. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Real Estate. This is I Love New Jersey, and Ann Thornton is side by side with me here. When you're talking about people who are either selling their home again or when buyers are walking through, there's little things that you can see where people have left maintenance beside it. And I know I'm one, we always mm-hmm. go back to the turning of the round mm-hmm. thing versus the levers that you're talking about.
Right,
can
right.
you just describe that? Because I think it's so important when you're considering selling or when you're buying, what you can look for to tell what the older owner really was doing
One of the things
before they try to camouflage it before they sell.
Yeah, one of the things you can look for under all the sinks is there's a valve that gets turned off. And the old style is called a gate valve or a wagon wheel. It looks like a wagon wheel. It's a circle with step, right?
It's red.
It's red usually. We've all seen them in our childhood, right?
My childhood.
You still have them. Well, that's unfortunate.
It's terrible.
As you know, I tell all my, that is old technology.
Yes.
All of those should be replaced with something called a ball valve, which is a quarter turn. You can see me doing it because it literally is just a handle that you turn a quarter turn. The old style wagon wheel gate valves are highly susceptible, especially when they're old, to either stripping or not turning at all.
Mm-hmm.
So either you can turn it and nothing happens, or you can't turn it and nothing
mm-hmm.
happens.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, nothing happens.
Right.
You can't turn the water
off. Can't turn it off, yeah.
So you should really think about getting on a program to get all of those replaced in your home with the ball valves.
And it's so, I love the way that you said, as a buyer, if I walk in and see someone with the ball valves, I know they haven't really attended to...
No, the other one.
If I see the more technology, newer version,
the ball
I can
yeah.
see mm-hmm. that they have cared for their home
exactly.
better over mm-hmm. the years mm-hmm. than like someone else.
Yeah, right.
My friend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, you know, we tend just to be responsive. We as homeowners, we just respond
to the emergencies
instead of thinking about what can I do to avert that emergency. Or honestly, if you see one little small water stain on your ceiling in the corner, and you just think, "Oh, that's you have no idea what's going on behind that." So attend to it now because it's only going to get worse. It never will get better.
I'm so on your channel.
Yeah.
And I know that, again, like you were saying, it's when they're getting to the point where they are either getting ready to sell or where they have to fix everything because they have to fix it for something, either the emergency
I have a good story for realtors.
Okay, let's hear.
Okay. So we get – it's not infrequent. It's fairly frequent that we get called in to repair other contractors' work.
Okay.
Plumbers and remodelers. And a lot of it has to do with contractors. They won't have the right licenses or they won't file the permits. That's a big deal.
Oh.
So we had a customer who had a contract on their house to sell their house. Had a finished basement with a bathroom in it.
Okay.
But they never pulled a permit.
Oh.
And they paid some, you know, contractor, I like to say, you know, in a pickup truck with a magnetic sign and a dog riding shotgun, you know, with no insurance, no licenses, no nothing, right? But the cheapest price.
Of course, people do it all the time.
People do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they had a contract to sell it based on they had a finished basement, right? That was legal, and it wasn't legal. And so the township had told them they had to, you know, bring somebody in to open up a bunch of stuff. It cost, they paid us $19,000 to open up a bunch of stuff, had to be redone, some stuff redone, because
right.
he had a contract.
Right,
and he
because
had
they to, have to have a certificate of occupancy, right. they have that, you know, right. that approval to be able to transfer the title.
Yeah.
So when there wasn't the official permits, they had to actually back up and do it over again.
So which for is, all your listeners and viewers out there, please, please don't do business with people who tell you, oh, we don't need a permit for that.
Yes.
You can call your township's permit office and ask any question. We deal with all of them, and they're all there to help us.
And they're so nice.
Don't be afraid yeah. of the inspectors. That's the other thing. Don't. And, you know, I'm in the inspector's corner because you have to think about this. I have 20 employees. I have all these people out there, trade technicians representing me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I have a master plumber who knows their skills, et cetera. Are we perfect all the time? No. Maybe we might do something wrong. Or maybe I have a guy that just didn't know what he was doing. You know, we're always checking that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I appreciate the inspectors
mm-hmm.
because they're coming in and saying, okay, MSI's work is right and done correctly.
That's nice.
And if it's not done, then mm-hmm. they know that we're really responsive and they let us know and we get out there and whatever. Sometimes it's a little thing. And it can be different, and it's not
in
because we don't know what we're doing. Right.
Yeah.
In one township, we might have to do one thing. In another township, you got to do this too. So, I mean, there's many, many reasons to fail an inspection. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, but the point is you're getting the inspections. That's the important part.
Oh, yeah.
Totally
and,
worth the money.
Because
you're
oh,
getting
yeah.
a third
do
party.
Do it right. Do it once.
Right. A third party who's on your side.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on my side
mm-hmm.
or my subcontractor.
What if somebody out there is thinking, oh, my God. I am going to be selling in the spring, and I did do my basement by myself. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them to go down to the township office and
not call you
start.
First.
I mean, they could. You could do that, but I mean, if they don't have the permits, then they don't have the permits.
We
can't help them
yeah,
with that.
I think it's amazing that. Did you ever run into this? By the way, I just happened to have run into it recently, but they actually didn't require permits, like. 50 years ago or something, right?
Sure.
So then it's how, what do they do? Do they have case by case type of thing? Each township's different. I mean, if you go walk in and they say, we didn't have permits back then, you still have to deal with whatever
oh, yeah, they
the day is.
To bring it up to code.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're remodeling, they're going to check your fire extinguishers and
yeah.
now they have to be 2018.
Feet of
well, they have to be yeah. a 2018.
Yeah.
So there's requirements.
You were talking about fire extinguishers too with their expiration dates and stuff. What is that about?
Well, they have expiration dates.
Yeah. But people don't. They like, leave them on the wall for 10 years.
Right. And then, yeah. you know, but just look at it and shake it every once in a while because it'll settle. It's under pressure. So if the arrow is still in the green
mm-hmm.
area, then it should work. But check it because.
Yeah. And you need to know how to use it.
Know how to use it.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I remember you saying something. One of the first times I met you that I always just think of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling about and you is that you were talking about how if you have to send one of your plumbers
oh.
back for a second time,
mm-hmm.
that
costs
it costs
me money.
Yeah. You're like all about making sure it's done right, done
oh, yeah.
slow, done right the first time,
correct.
Period, because
right.
say that tell.
Sure. When I send someone to your house, mm-hmm. you know, we don't want to call back. We're not exactly airline pilots, but you know, all of our technicians kind of have a process they go through
mm-hmm.
because, you know, things in your home can be very complicated. And
I don't even know how.
Right.
I don't even know how you find the stuff.
Right. I mean, it's a big puzzle. Plumbing is a big puzzle.
It has to be.
And it might be some of these houses that we work in are 8,000 square feet.
Or mine is just
right.
200
years
old.
And
I didn't even know I had rooms underneath the basement
right,
with
exactly.
plumbing things in it that I've never
exactly.
heard of.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that can go
it's
wrong.
It's fascinating.
And that you can miss.
I love it when you're in the business. Like, we are just watching because you're in the business, but
yeah.
when it's fun to be part of your side of this thing just to picture it because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you. Like you said.
That's why plumbers are, you know, they're highly educated. They
mm-hmm.
go to school for 4 years and have to have the daily, you know, work experience as well. And then they have to take a test and they have to be recertified. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because like I say,
the basic job
of a plumber is really to protect the water supply. You know, to know everything about protecting the water for you.
All I know is I don't care if it was in my pool with a leak or if it was under my sink. I have this complete adoration for a plumber because you, I can't figure out where it's coming from ever. Mm-hmm. And I can't fix it. So that's why I love you so much.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We're going to go to our break. It's already 11:41 on the 13th of February is our
Valentine's
Eve. My anniversary is on Saturday, the 16th.
Okay.
So I get to celebrate like all through the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be right back. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location with my guest Ann Thornton. MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She also loves New Jersey. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
LOL. All right. Anyway, I'm just laughing out loud with my friend here. Mrs. Hunterdon, I call her. Her name is Ann Thornton. She's with MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She's all about the community. She's like all about it. She's involved with so many different charities and, you know, community activities. And I'm so inspired by her. And then she owns MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. They've got the Hunters Helping the Hungry,
yeah,
fed over 2 million people. And she does love Hunterdon. And Hunterdon loves her.
Yep. So and I love Hunterdon Polytech.
Oh, yeah.
I started, and my whole educational background is I was a vocational teacher, so mm-hmm. I have an undergraduate degree in special ed and a master's in vocational counseling. So I worked in a vocational school, which was part of a high school district in Little Rock, Arkansas, before I moved, you know, to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was all my training, all my background. I loved teaching school. I taught career education, and I actually taught besides the career education, I actually taught woodworking and horticulture and ceramics.
That's so cool.
I know. It was.
I love it.
It was probably one of the best jobs I ever had.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. The vocational schools have a very big place in my world. So our local Hunterdon Polytech is a fantastic school. The career and technical education that they provide to our students, both student age and adult
adults, yeah, because they can take the evening classes.
It's just amazing. Just such a gift to us. And getting back to, you know, the whole vocational education idea, you know, I would love to see more people, that there was more emphasis on giving all these kids all kinds of choices for their careers. Because
right.
not everybody needs to go to college, and not every job needs a college degree. And there's a lot of in-between, and there's a lot – I mean, you know, plumbers and carpenters, they make excellent living.
Oh, my goodness. And like I said, they're in demand.
Right.
Like you said, your phone's ringing off the hook all the time.
Electricians, yeah. architects.
I wish I would have done
you
that.
You know, there's water conditioning specialists. I mean, there's – you know, and then there's all these industries that surround the trades, the manufacturing companies, you know, the sales groups. I mean, there's, you know, the retail places, you know, the Ferguson's and the Aaron and Company. And so there's tons of
opportunities
right around the trades. If you don't want to be a carpenter, but you can work at Fox Lumber. You know what I mean? There's just lots and lots of things around the trades. And I would like to see more emphasis put on that, and so that's certainly what Polytech does. And really, I think there's, I want to say, 20 vocations? No, not 20. How many? You guys have 21 counties?
Yeah.
I think it's only, not every county has their own, you know, has their own vocation. I'm not.
I thought there, I think you're right. It's somewhere between 17 and 21.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure
like
how
that.
Many counties they were. I know the community colleges.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and they share, just like you said, the Polytech. Yeah.
That percentage. But it's... It's a great program,
yeah.
And they also do. They're very innovative. They have a program that I've been a part of for the last 2 years, where we provide education to women inmates at the Edna Mahan. I'm pointing at the Edna Mahan Correctional.
It's over there. You're right.
Wherever it is,
yeah.
Correctional Institute in Clinton, and I love that because I live in Clinton, and you know these women at that. Prison there, even though they're in prison, they're a part of our community. They live here. And, you know, I'm so happy that Polytech got involved because there's women that they work with women who are within 2 years of release. Mm-hmm. And it's a program where the Polytech instructor is out there every day and they get their OSHA certification.
That's
and
incredible.
They basically build a shed, you know, and they
literally,
literally build
oh my
a
God.
Shed. So they learn every part of it, you know,
yeah.
from the foundation, you know, what a foundation is, how to put a floor, you know, the whole thing that, the complete the whole structure with electrical, and I don't think they put plumbing in it, but you know
that's so cool.
But they learn a lot,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I work with them, and I go when I go out, I talk to the women about as the employer.
Mm-hmm.
I am the employer,
mm-hmm.
So you know what do I look for in an employee? How do you get a job? What are the job opportunities in the non-traditional women, you know, field, etc. So it's always interesting to, of course, to go out there because you know you know, it's tough for a lot of these women to reenter the world,
I mean,
especially the ones who have been there a long time. I mean, just think about not even basically knowing, you know, having a cell phone or
I used to be 20 years. I used to be the public relations manager for a place called Crawford House, which is owned now by a different behavioral health system. But this is way back 20 years ago. And I was kind of like a fly on the wall because I would be like promoting and setting up bike rides and stuff. And there would be the group sessions that I would hear. And there are so many people out there who do not or never had any type of leader in their family.
Right.
So literally I would hear things like that. This one woman, she was talking about how I guess they had to learn how to cook their own meals and stuff, right? So they would have like this day where this person was in charge of making dinner. And it was like there was frozen chicken. And so she literally took the chicken outside and put it in a bucket and put it in the sun. And that was how she thought that she should defrost it out. And it was like, and I remember just listening and the counselor was saying to her, you know, this is not how you would go about doing this. Like, you know, and that most basic, important
when
life
I was teaching,
skills.
Absolutely. When I taught, because basically what I taught was inner city kids,
poor,
inner city kids. And, you know, a lot of it, they didn't have language development. This is why they ended up in special ed. They didn't have language development because no one talked to them. They didn't know what an escalator was because no one took them to the mall.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's not, and I don't mean to cast, I mean, you know.
No,
that,
it's
that
just
can
so important.
At all levels
it's all,
of society.
It's so important. I remember my mom said, one of her favorite stories was when I was about 5 or 3 or something. She was saying, can you go get the silverware? Go get the silverware. And I'm looking at her like, huh? And then it hit her, go get the fork.
Right.
But I mean,
exactly.
Basic
that's
things.
That language
was,
development.
Yeah, and that's like when I'm 3 mm-hmm. years old. So we're talking right. about anywhere,
absolutely.
Anybody need help.
Yes.
You help people. I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, Polytech does a great job for our community. I support them wholly. And this program that at the women's prison is really important because, you know, sometimes those women get out and I've heard stories that they just drop them off at the train station. You know, they don't even have a coat.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a train to go. They don't even know where they're going. So I know there's many groups that help out. So there's some church groups that help out there, and there's a lot of support.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's a quite an interesting place out there.
I want you to thanks so much for all of that.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, unsurpassed, authentic, sincere community engagement and support.
Oh, I love Hunterdon. And I love New Jersey.
I was going to say, talk for a couple more minutes.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah, you are. High five for that.
Yeah.
All right. So do me a favor. Tell everybody... maybe a couple of your favorite places in Hunterdon, in New Jersey even, that you just love, that if anyone's out there is considering moving, buying, selling, that they make sure that they do at least one take a look at before they go.
Go
or come.
And walk the Ken Lockwood Gorge.
Where's that?
In Highbridge.
Okay.
Yeah. You've not been there?
No.
Oh, it's like...
Shame.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to think you're in the deep forest.
What?
Yes. It's this fantastic river.
And that's Hunterdon County's Highbridge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I've been here 50 years.
Beautiful.
Really?
Yes, and there's a nice long path that you can walk on. It's pretty... Yeah, I can't believe you've not been there.
No, I haven't.
It's called the Ken Lockwood Gorge.
Okay, cool. All right, on my bucket list.
And, of course, you know, I love to drive down to the river towns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I was gonna
do
say,
the river
yeah.
towns.
The river
Clinton,
towns.
You know, Lambertville. Special because I live in Clinton.
Frenchtown, Lambertville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Lambertville.
Yep. And, of course, the reservoirs are awesome to mm-hmm. have picnicking
yep.
there and... You know, all kinds of space. I mean, the space is just, when I first moved out here in the late 80s, they were just starting to talk about saving, you know, the wetlands and saving space and mm-hmm. coming up with the laws that were, how were they going to fund that and everything. And, you know, fast forward 30 years, and thank goodness, because we still have a lot of wonder, you know, call it just one, right?
It's completely.
Just right.
Yeah.
And, whoever all those people were that did that, my hat's off to them because
me too.
It takes people. You know, it's easy to buy land and turn it into a strip mall.
Oh, yeah.
That's the easy part.
Oh, yeah.
The hard part
planning
is
78 and opening it up to get to New York City in 48 minutes. I
the
mean, you think
part,
about the planning in that with all the different townships, communities, cities, mm-hmm. and so on that had to work together to make that happen. Mm-hmm. You remember when it opened, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Everything changed. And people out there, again, that's what you know. I'm seeing mm-hmm. in the real estate places that they're coming from the outside the city because they can get here so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like you say, so private.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
Amazing.
Yep.
All right. So last words on MSI Plumbing and Remodeling and your social media and how should people get in touch with you?
Yeah. Well, you can find us online, of course, MSIPlumbingandRemodeling.com and Google for our phone number and stuff. But I guess my last words are really pay attention to the things around your house. And if something doesn't look right, ask a professional. Because if you don't, all you're doing is delaying your disaster, and that it's going to cost you more money and headache, time and effort. And so, you know, it's like anything in life. You have to, you know, I'm in the maintenance business. I mean, we'll fix it when it breaks, but we really want to teach people how to maintain
preventive
it. Yeah, because we have plenty of work.
Yeah.
Believe me, my plumber does not want to come to your house on Saturday night or right. during the Super Bowl or whatever because, you know.
Valentine's
right,
night.
Right, Valentine's night. And, you know, when you see what plumbers charge to do that, you don't want them to come out. One of our main goals for our on-call plumbers, because, you know, people have a 24-hour emergency.
Of course.
I would say that probably 85% of the time, we're able to talk them off the cliff and tell them how to turn the water off.
Oh, that's good.
That kind of emergency.
Yeah.
Because, you know, getting someone out there in the middle of the night or whatever, we always leave our Mondays very light. We don't pre-book our Mondays.
Because you know that you're going to get the business
gonna have,
from the weekend.
When we say, we could come out, or you could turn the water off, you come out under regular rates.
Yeah.
You know, then most people will opt for that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but the maintenance is the key.
And I was going to also just add to that, if you are getting ready to put your house on the market or sell in any way, Don't forget to reach out to MSI Plumbing and Remodeling to have a quick look through before the buyers come in paying for their inspections that are going to find a truckload of stuff and they're going to use it as leverage. So just to have...
That's true. I didn't think about that, but that does make sense.
When a seller is educated enough, like what you were saying about getting some ideas on if you're going to replace that sink, you don't really have to go for the $100 one. Just go for the whatever, or maybe 100 versus 1,000. But if you're going to put your house in the market, then if they come out and have you walk through and just give them a once-over saying, this is what's going to happen. And when they get and they invest their $500, $350 of buyers into that report, if that on your list is over there on that list, it's going to be more of a damage than the, whatever the cost of it is then because it's a leverage. And you can lose the sale over the whole thing just because you didn't take 5 minutes to have an
Well, and the other thing is if you do things like replace all those valves and stuff like that, you can just count it and say, you know, yeah, this house, we've already done all this. This house is already up to date.
And that inspector will see that stuff, and it will be worth your investment in that regard for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're getting ready to sell your home or if you have a home that you know that you're deliberately not selling right now in Huntington County, please call me. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I love New Jersey, and you know it's true. Location, location, location. My guest is Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling again and again. If you're thinking of listing, don't hold off. Please get in touch because we've got buyers, and we just don't have the houses. Last words.
Maintain, maintain, maintain your location, location, location.
That's adorable. All right, again, thanks for watching. Have a wonderful and happy Valentine's.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, Valentine's will be soon enough here. I can't believe it. Right, have a great day. See you at 3 o'clock on Talented People.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To leave Washington without a new health care bill fully approved and ready to go. Lawmakers only have three more weeks to make it happen before they head home for another break in August. Senator John McCain saying of the GOP Senate health care bill,
I fear that it's going to fail, and then we should convene a Republican conference. What are we going to do?
McCain saying he believes it's time to let Democrats in on the process of building the bill. Alaska's Bogus Law volcano by the president's travel ban that Aleutian Islands volcano to travel to the U.S. up the latest from 30,000 feet over
the
weekend.
In addition to grandparents, the new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from the list of close relatives that were exempt from President Trump's travel ban. That list of relatives was made after the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated parts of the ban, but said people who have close family relationships to people in the U.S. should be